produced by Andrew Kurofsky, and you can catch that edition again online via the BBC iPlayer for the next 7 days.
On Radio 3, Opera on 3. Angela Georgiou in a work she has long championed, Puccini's La Rondinée at the Royal Opera House, Covent Garden.
You'll see, I will dance, I will sing, there are waltzes, but there are also a tragedy. It's a sort of La Traviata, you'll see, and it's sad, but I'm not dying. That's so good.
Monday night at 7:30 on BBC Radio 3.
Well, as Alan said, more jazz coming up in a moment, but just a reminder that tonight here on BBC Radio 3, there's Geoffrey Smith's Jazz. Geoffrey will be looking at classic recordings from the 1950s by the Miles Davis Quintet and a sextet with John Coltrane. Geoffrey Smith's Jazz is at midnight tonight. But now it's 6 o'clock and time for Jazz Lineup, presented this week by Julian Joseph.
Hello. And welcome to our brand new time slot of 6 p.m. on Saturday nights. Hope you enjoyed Jazz Record Requests with Alan Shipton, and it's great to be extending the Jazz Zone on Saturday evenings here on BBC Radio 3. And do stay with me for the next 90 minutes and make it a regular date in your jazz diaries. Coming up on today's programme, a very special concert from ECM recording artist Quercus featuring folk legend June Tabor.
Who wants the evening roll? Wild as this autumn night, blown by this wind that blows us all, sets all our years in flight.
And plenty more from that evocative set later on in the show, recorded at this year's Brecon Jazz Festival. Plus, I'll be joined by a singer born of jazz royalty, who has firmly established her own identity. Daughter of Dame Cleo Lane and the late great Sir John Dankworth, it's Jackie Dankworth. First up, though, there's really only one record we could start with. This is Saturday Jump by Humphrey Lyttelton. British trumpet and broadcasting icon Sir Humphrey Lyttelton in fine big band energy with Saturday Jump, taken from a collection of rare recordings quite simply called Rarities, put together and released in 2009. Well, from the King of Britain's revivalist Dixieland movement to a German jazz quartet called Echoes of Swing, they were formed to play in the stylistic range of the early jazz pioneers Roy Eldridge, Benny Carter, Teddy Wilson, and also have a full sound even with no double bass. Their instrumentation is trumpet, alto sax, piano and drums. This is Blue Pepper. Echoes of Swing with their rendition of Ellington and Strayhorn's Blue Pepper from the Far East Suite. Their new album is called Blue Pepper and it's out now on the ACT label. And we stay on the Eastern flavour as British Asian clarinetist Arun Ghosh has a brand new release. His music always represents a certain kind of charismatic joy, similar to that of Courtney Pine. Zoe Rahman guests on piano with brother Idris on saxophone. This is the opener called The Gypsies of Rajasthan.
Thank you.
The Joyful Clarinet of Arun Ghosh and the Gypsies of Rajasthan from his eagerly anticipated third album, A South Asian Suite, which is out on October the 14th on Kamoki Records. Zoe Rahman took the piano solo and Idris Rahman the sax solo. Arun is performing tomorrow night, the 29th of September, at the Pizza Express Jazz Club in Dean Street, London, where he launches his new album with a full Indo-Jazz septet. He's also at The Core in Corby on October 4th and a homecoming gig at Manchester's Band on the Wall on the 8th of October. So for more details on all things Arun, check out the link on the Jazz Lineup page via the Radio 3 website. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Julian Joseph, on FM, online and on digital radio. Coming up next, I'll be joined by British jazz diva Jackie Dankworth. But before we hear from Jackie, let's listen to a track from her new album. Jackie manages to explore a number of musical areas. She reimagines her dad's famous TV theme tune, Tomorrow's World. She also involves the Brodsky Quartet. And there's a number of original pieces like this one by pianist Charlie Wood. And this is the title track, Live to Love.
A heavy load.
pursue that which retreats.
Live to Love from Jackie Dankworth and the title track of her brand new album out on the Specific Jazz label. Welcome, Jackie. It's lovely to have you here in the studio.
It's lovely to be here.
Charlie takes that lovely organ solo on there, Charlie Wood.
Yeah, well, he happens to be my husband, which is rather lovely as well, but he's a great musician. And he also wrote that tune. He was writing a lot of sort of snippets of things, and I heard that and I said, wow, that's great, that's lovely. And it turned out to be that song, so...
The album goes in many different directions, and it's a very musician-friendly album, let me say, because the tunes have a certain kind of complexity to them. Not that there's loads of notes necessarily, but just in terms of there are tunes that are really episodic, or you go into completely different moods in different places and use a string quartet. Was that something you sort of set out to do, or was it the collaboration with Jeff?
Jeff Gascoigne produced the album, and we spent a lot of time in pre-production and just trying different ideas, and I think he did lead me. I mean, for instance, he introduced me to the Wayne Shorter's tune Palladium, which I think I did know actually as a youngster, but I completely, it'd gone out of my mind. And he introduced me to Enrico Peronunzi's tune, When I Took Your Hand. And, you know, some magical tunes like that he introduced me to. And I think the string quartet was something I've always wanted to record with the Brodsky Quartet. And in fact, we might do a complete album together. But, yeah, Jeff was very instrumental in going to places that I wouldn't normally have gone.
The piece we're going to hear next was composed by your father, the great Sir John Dankworth. And it's the theme tune to Tomorrow's World. Why did you decide to do that tune, and how did you approach doing it differently?
Well, it was a tune that I grew up with and always loved. And I've always thought it was a bit of a classic hit. You know, I mean, not that I did it because of it, but I always thought, I wonder why someone hasn't taken that tune and done a remix of it or something for, you know, the dance clubs and... So anyway, I just thought, well, I'll write some lyrics to it. And because it's Tomorrow's World, I was reading a book called The Fabric of the Cosmos and about quantum physics and the nature of the universe. And I thought, well, why not put the two together because it's Tomorrow's World? I mean, I know absolutely nothing about quantum physics. I read this book and I'm very inspired by quantum physics, but, you know, it's just too much for my brain to cope with. But anyway, I just took ideas from the book Phrases and... technical phrases from the book and
you stole some licks, didn't you?
I did show him the lyrics to my dad and he looked rather confused. But I don't know, I think it's a bit of fun. It worked. I like it.
Time, slice, flat, space, entropy and interference, Planck, mass, Planck, time, space. Relativity, oh, this is the stuff that our dreams are made of. I must take a note on the force of a photon, and then there is time reversal symmetry to get your head round past and present. Built to confuse and to confound inflation field and absolute space time. Gradualification could just sweep the nation. But how could this change? How will this change our brief lives? Tomorrow's world, it's tomorrow's world. Tomorrow's world. So you better lock your belt and is tomorrow's world. Things are happening, they're so weird. Things keep happening.
Jackie Dankworth's new version of Sir John Dankworth's iconic TV theme tune, Tomorrow's World, taken from her new album, Live to Love. Now, Jackie, your father was the great Sir John Dankworth. Your mother is the great Dame Cleo Lane. What's it like living with that kind of a legacy?
Oh, goodness. You know, we all come into the world with a different spirit, I guess I say. You know, and you can't compare. You can't. I can never achieve what they've achieved, but hopefully I can be creative and, you know, just pour my heart into what I do. And that's all I can do. That's all anyone can do.
The composer Enrico Pianunzi, you do one of his pieces, and it's really a haunting piece and that goes in really different melodic places and different spaces. And
it's genius, isn't it?
It really is. Yeah. It really is. Because I wasn't that familiar with his work. I'd heard of him, but I didn't really know his music or his playing in any real depth.
Right. Nor did I. I mean, Jeff Gascoigne introduced me to that tune, and the lyric is actually written by Lorraine Feather, mm-hmm. who's another daughter of Leonard Feather,
right.
The writer.
Mm-hmm.
And Lorraine Feather is a lovely singer, great singer and lyricist, and brilliant lyricist.
Mm-hmm.
The tune, I heard the instrumental of that, you know, without anyone singing or that, and it's, he really is an amazing musician.
Mm.
And it's a magical tune, I think.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
With the lyrics that she's written and put with it, I think it's quite special.
And it really lends itself to the addition of string quartet.
Yeah, it does, because the first line is, it was barely twilight when the string quartet began to play. I think that was just one that magic, that we just knew that the strings had to be on that one.
Right. Well, I think you've made a really great record here, and I wish you the most success with it.
Well, thank you.
And a fantastic tour. And we're going to leave out with that tune, I Took Your Hand, featuring the Brodsky Quartet. And Jackie Dankworth, thank you so much for coming and speaking with me.
Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure.
It was barely twilight when the string quartet began to play. At the stroke of 12, the dancers failed to pull their masks away. Then I saw you were the same as anyone, and the very room began to shine. I was trembling badly, but I took your hand in mine. Though in all my life I never once believed in second sight, something odd indeed, but just as real. My mind was filled with photographs of a thousand moments yet to be. I was on the ocean. is drifting towards the land. I loved you when I took your hand. I seemed to see you as the years flew by and hoped you'd understood they could not ever dim your beauty. To say that to a stranger as you were to me, no more than a stranger. I could dimly see the dancers crossing hands and circling round. Only faintly hear the music as it languidly unwound. Still I swear I saw the heart and soul of you, and I heard each halting word you said as we touched no more.
Jackie Dankworth and I Took Your Hand from her new album Live to Love, out on Monday the 30th of September on the Specific Jazz label. And my thanks to Jackie for coming in to speak with me. So, from a vocalist with strong roots in the rich British jazz heritage to the insightful and poetic pianist Liam Noble. Noble is a shining light on the British jazz scene and represents a depth of seriousness and appreciation for innovation throughout the music's short and rich history of 100 years. So we've delved into his album of 2008, where he put together a thoughtful and well-executed set honouring the poignancy of Dave Brubeck's contribution to music. In dedication to the great man, the album is simply called Brubeck, and this is It's a Raggy Waltz. The gifted pianist Liam Noble playing It's a Raggy Waltz from his Brubeck album of 2008. And Liam is on tour with his new quintet, which adds Chris Batchelor on trumpet and Chewbacca Hutchins on tenor and clarinet to his trio, with Dave Whitford on bass and Dave Wickens on the drums. It's called the Brotherface Tour, with new compositions written especially for the group by Liam. And they start their tour in Birmingham. They play the Midlands Arts Centre, it's now called the Birmingham Mac, in Cannon Hill Park, on the 8th of October. On the 12th of October, they're in Shrewsbury at the Hive Theatre. On the 18th of October, they're at Millennium Hall in Sheffield. And on the 8th of November, they're in London at the Vortex. And for more details on Liam's dates, check out the links on the Jazz Lineup page via the Radio 3 website. The BBC Sound of Cinema is still running, and tomorrow on Private Passions, filmmaker Beban Kidron is Michael Barclay's guest and selects her favourite music. And for more information on this and other programmes in the Sound of Cinema season, check out the Radio 3 website. And in keeping with the cinematic theme, there's a 5-CD box set in the Jazz on Film series called French New Wave Volume 3, and it's released containing 7 original jazz soundtracks. CD 2 features the soundtrack for the film Lift to the Scaffold. Written and performed by Miles Davis, this is Florence sur les Champs-Élysées. The stylish sound of Miles Davis and Florence sur les Champs-Élysées from the new 5-CD box set entitled French New Wave, compiled by writer Selwyn Harris and out on the Jazz on Film label. Tonight's concert set highlights come from the collaboration between saxophonist Ian Ballamy, pianist Hugh Warren, and the British folk singer June Tabor. Collectively known as Quercus, they record for the European label ECM, and we recorded them at Brecon's stunning cathedral as part of this year's Brecon Jazz Festival on Sunday, the 11th of August. The cathedral hosted an array of concerts and events during the festival, including a jazz service on the morning of Quercus's set, plus performances peppered throughout the day by the John Sermon Trio and the talented young trumpeter Laura Jerd and her quartet. Bellamy and Warren are established British jazz heavyweights whose style is completely suited to the English folk signature of Tabor. It's dusk, the air is heavy with the smell of roses, and the seduction of a young woman by an older man about to take place. It's a love song written in Hebrew that inspired poet Les Barker to create an English version. He did so, but now it's a story of the seduction of a young man by an older woman. Quercus are Ian Bellamy, Hugh Warren and June Tabor, and they start with Who Wants the Evening Rose?
Who wants the evening rose? While does this autumn night, blown by this wind that blows us all, sets all our years in flight. Who wants the evening rose outside your garden wall? Out here where no one knows the truth, no one will see you fall. Disclose who has done what with whom. So now, who wants the evening rose? as I roved out on a fine May morning to view the meadows and flowers gay. Who should I spy but my own true lover as she sat under yon willow tree? I took off my hat and I did salute her. I did salute her most courageously. When she turned around, then the tears fell from her, saying, "False young man, you have deluded me. A diamond ring I own I gave you. A diamond ring to wear on your right hand. But the vows you made, love, you went and broke them. And you married the lassie that had the land. If I married the lassie that had the land, my love, it's that I'll rue till the day I die. When misfortune falls, sure no man may shun it. I was blind for all that I learned in night. And at night, when I go to my bed of slumber, the thoughts of my true love run in my mind. When I turn around to embrace my darling, instead of gold, sure it is brass I find. And I wish the queen would call home her armies from the West Indies, America and Spain, and every man to his wedded woman, in hopes that you and I will meet
you very much. Ian and I would like to play a tune for you. And sometimes in this project, the instrumentals serve. Some of the songs are quite slow, so, you know, the instrumentals are very, you know, can sometimes be lively. But just to sort of change that plan, we thought we'd play you a death march. It is one of the nicest death marches we know. And it's by Chopin.
Long have we parted then, lassie, my dear. Now we are met again, lassie. Lie near me, near me, near me, lassie, lie near me. Long has thou lain thy lane, lassie, lie near me. All that I have endured, lassie, my dearie, even thy arms is cured, lassie, lie near me, near me, near me, lassie, lie near me, long as though.
The Sound of Quercus and Lassie Lie Near Me by Robert Burns, Hugh Warren played the piano, Ian Ballamy saxophones, and June Tabor was on vocals. Recorded at Brecon Cathedral as part of the Brecon Jazz Festival, they started with Who Wants the Evening Rose, followed by As I Roved Out. Chopin's Death March was next, and the words of Robert Burns' Lassie Lie Near Me delivered with the traditional theme arranged by Quercus. For information on all titles played on tonight's program, check out the Jazz Lineup playlist via the Radio 3 website. And from the Brecon Jazz Festival to the Scarborough Jazz Festival, which is currently in full swing, having started yesterday and runs until tomorrow. There are plenty of great acts performing on Sunday at the Grand Hall at the Spa in Scarborough, including the Al Wood Nine, Adam Glasser Quartet, Mark Lockhart's Ellington in Anticipation, Tristan Mayer's trio with Anita Wardell and Gareth Locrane, and American bassist Kyle Eastwood. For more details, check out the link on the Jazz Lineup page via the Radio 3 website. Colin Towne's Blue Touch Paper Project gets a second outing with the release of their follow-up, Drawing Breath. More electronic fusion with the composer in the trenches on keyboards, with Chris Montague on guitars, Edward McLean on bass, Benny Greb on the drums, and Stefan Maas on percussion and electronics. Mark Lockhart's on tenor and soprano saxophones, and this is Attention Seeker. We'll be right back. Attention Seeker from composer-keyboardist Colin Towns' Blue Touch Paper Band. The album is called Drawing Breath and is out on the 14th of October on the Provocateur Records label. Well, for many years, Colin Towns stood at the helm of his own big band, and now an interesting collaboration between deep house artist Charles Webster and pianist-arranger Peter Raitt, the pen behind the Matthew Herbert Big Band. This has brought forth the Webster Raitt Ensemble, and their new big band release is called No Lucky Days. Joining them on this track is vocalist Emily Sheik, and When All Is Calm.
Never.
The attractive and commercial sound of the Webster Rate Ensemble and When All Is Calm, featuring the vocals of Emily Sheik. The album is called No Lucky Days and is out on the Heavenly Sweetness Records label. From the creation of a new big band to a new addition to the Scottish saxophone fraternity and a debut CD from tenor sax man Brian Molly. Released on October the 14th, Molly has put together a quartet featuring Tom Gibbs on piano, Mario Caribe on the bass, and Stuart Brown on drums. This is Cara y Cruz. The tenor sax of Scotsman Brian Molly and Cara E. Cruz. Tom Gibbs was on piano, Mario Caribe on bass, and Stuart Brown on the drums. The album is called Clock and is released on October 14th, with an album launch and gig on the 29th of October at the Ramshorn Theatre, Ingram Street in Glasgow at 7:30 p.m. The quartet are also at the Sky Jazz Festival at the Broadford Hotel, Broadford Sky, on the 3rd of November. Well, that's almost the end of the show, but remember, plenty more jazz on Radio 3 with Jez Nelson on Monday nights at 11. This week, Jez features highlights from the 2013 Vision Festival in New York, a celebration of local and international avant jazz. And on next week's Jazz Lineup, a profile on Gearbox Records, a UK label specialising in releasing music on vinyl only. Plus concert music from saxophone master Bobby Wellens, recorded at this year's Glasgow Jazz Festival. To sign off with tonight, brand new on ECM, a trio of guitarists, Ralph Towner, Wolfgang Musspiel, and Slava Grigorian. This is The Henrysons. From me, Julian Joseph, bye-bye. Thank you.
Jazz lineup was presented by Julian Joseph. And don't forget, there's more jazz on Radio 3 later tonight when Jeffrey Smith takes to the air with a look at classic recordings from the 1950s when Miles Davis worked with John Coltrane. That's at midnight tonight. Well, good evening to you. From me, Ian Skelly, I'm here to guide you through our first evening of our new schedule on Radio 3 tonight. Live music to the fore on Saturdays, with music from Manchester at the Bridgewater Hall in a moment, the BBC Philharmonic, music by Elgar and Brahms, his mighty piano concerto number one. And tonight is not the only night to be different.
A new shape to Sundays on BBC Radio 3. All things choral, evensong and the choir from 3 o'clock.
There's talk here of gods and fables.
A new time for words and music from 5.30.
I don't want to butt in here, but let me tell you this. You'd better not try to go down there.
At 6.45, the documentary of the week, the Radio 3 Sunday feature.
You want to challenge people. You want people to look into the abyss. But most don't want to look into the abyss. They want a new flat screen.
And at 7:30, Sunday night is Music Night, a new weekend edition of Radio 3 live in concert.
And I think it's fair to say that went down very well.
Choral music, live concerts, and the arts in depth. Radio 3 on Sunday nights from this weekend.
And it's time now for Radio 3 to go live in concert and to Manchester tonight. On stage, let's join Catherine Bott.
Welcome to the Bridgewater Hall for the first Saturday Live in Concert. From now on, Saturday nights on Radio 3 will feature either a live concert or an opera. And we're another first, the first concert of the BBC Philharmonic's 2013-14 season, a season they're calling the Mancunian Way, celebrating Manchester's distinctive contribution to music. So tonight, playing Brahms's mighty first piano concerto, we'll hear pianist Stephen Hough, who studied down the road on Deansgate at Cheetham School of Music. And after the interval, the second part of the concert is filled with Elgar's first symphony, given its premiere in the Free Trade Hall on a foggy December night in 1908. And to begin, appropriately, a Manchester overture by a composer who was born in Harper Hay, went to primary school in Moss Side, and studied at Manchester University. A composer better known as the novelist, Anthony Burgess, author of Earthly Powers and A Clockwork Orange. Burgess wanted to become a composer from a very early age, but his parents firmly told him that there was no money in it, and he studied English at university instead. But, self-taught, he wrote music throughout his life, and he once said, "I wish people would think of me as a musician who writes novels instead of a novelist who writes music on the side." A Manchester Overture was written in 1989 and first heard in America, but the orchestra which gave its British premiere in 2012 was the BBC Philharmonic. And tonight in this concert, coming live from the heart of Manchester, they're going to play it again to begin this magnificent season, the Mancunian Way. So please welcome the orchestra's chief conductor, Juanjo Mena, as he comes on stage to conduct the BBC Philharmonic in Anthony Burgess's A Manchester Overture.